This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What is going on, InfoWarriors? InfoWars.com, band.video. I am your guest host, Drew Hernandez. You are now watching the fourth hour of the most banned and censored transmission in the universe, the Alex Jones Show. Welcome to every single one of you guys. And to continue on with what's going on with Davos in 2024, yes, it is absolutely very interesting that their theme for this year is regaining trust. Now, if you really think about who these people are and how satanic and deceptive they really are, they're not genuinely trying to wipe up their ways and clean up their satanic and globalist New World Order authoritarian ways, attempting to weaponize the future of technology and weaponize information and weaponize the governments of the world in order to control the minds of millions of people. They're not backtracking on the climate change death cult operation. They're not backtracking on the death jab and the future technologies of that, by the way. It looks like Bill Gates made this very clear with his little stop in Davos in an interview, I believe with Bloomberg, that there's a new technology on the way. They're rolling out new patches where they won't even really need the jabs anymore. You're still going to get the death vaccine, but you're going to get it distributed differently via a patch with microneedles. And Bill Gates has made that very clear that that's where they are going next. And they're spending tens of millions of dollars to bring this technology to the entire world. And so we know that's the future. With Disease X on the horizon, we know the future with their pathogens that they will launch on mankind. We've seen all of the massive corporations and vaccine distributor companies and CEOs all on the same wavelength, even the CDC talking heads and all of the proxies with the World Health Organization, all just happening to know that there is something coming in the future. There's going to be some kind of pathogen that's going to be worse than COVID-19 that mankind is going to have to deal with and the governments of the world are going to have to deal with. And that's why the UN is pushing very aggressively in the United States of America to seize legally, legislatively, emergency powers, basically martial law, top head globalist emergency powers from the CDC and the World Health Organization, where they get to declare a health emergency nationally, and they get to establish their own governors, essentially, in different states in the United States of America, and they get to decide how bad the pandemic is. They get to decide how bad and how really extensive and detrimental and how long this pandemic in the future will last, because 2020 was a test run, ladies and gentlemen, and 2020 definitely was a test run, and the rolling out of COVID and the mass lockdowns and the death jab vaccine mandates and the mask mandates and testing how the children respond to the mask mandates and testing how mankind responds to the lockdowns and just how far they could really take it. That's where the future is going to go. And yes, Bill Gates made it official. The next generation of vaccines, they will be micro needle patches. And people are starting to really pay attention. It's like, who's Bill Gates? This guy that came in with Microsoft. He's got a family history of Planned Parenthood and eugenics and everything, you know, that InfoWars has been so aggressively and boldly exposing for the past few decades. I really enjoy seeing becoming part of the conversation in the general public. And this is InfoWars' role. And this is what InfoWars' role will always be, is being ahead of the times, tomorrow's news today, putting out what's not popular, but what's essential, putting out the truth, but way will literally come with persecution because you're ahead of the time. That's truly what an InfoWarrior is. It's an individual that's ahead of their time. It's an individual that's willing to speak the truth way ahead of what the establishment, whether left or right, has pre-approved, not only in the media, but in the culture, for people to talk about. And if you can understand that, then you understand what this information war truly is. You want to know why? Because the other side understands that. Because the other side, when you have these CIA operations and you have these NSA ops and all of these intelligence agents carrying out their psychological operations on both sides, Republican, Democrat, the general public, worldwide, they understand that. And they understand that they have to get ahead of the population. They have to get ahead of the times. They have to get their narrative out front 10, 15, 20 years ahead, because that's how they control generations of individuals.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products. It'll be months and months till more are back in stock. Whether it's books, films, t-shirts, you name it, you need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, signed or unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
To regain the trust in the New World Order Super Conference that they have at the beginning of every single year, which is interesting, because Rebel News is killing it, and you saw that. You saw that in one of these New World Order hacks that Avi was really pinning down and questioning, and he said it himself. He said it himself. He said, oh, we come together at the beginning of every single year. We come together at the beginning of every single year to talk about the hardships that we have to face at the head of every single year. These people want to be ahead of their time. These people want to be ahead of your generation. These people want to be ahead of everyone's reality. Now, what I mean by that is, this is why you'll hear Klaus Schwab say we need to be masters of the technology of today and the future in order to be what? Masters of the future. Because these people are on the same wavelength of this Antichrist spirit and agenda and system. And so with that God complex within their mind, they adopt that. They adopt the Antichrist mindset, which is not just an individual that's in opposition to Jesus Christ, the Bible, and everything that God stands for. Antichrist is a pseudo-Christ in the position, a false actor, a counterfeit, an individual that has usurped the authority or attempting to look like they are. So these people will adopt the mindset where they have a godlike complex. They believe they're the saviors of the universe. They believe that they're the masters of the future. They believe that they're the masters and the architect of time. This is why they want to rewrite the narrative of the future. This is why they have Agenda 2020, Agenda 2021, Agenda 2025, Agenda 2030, and Agenda 2050. Because these people, they believe that they are the overseers of time. Okay, when it comes to the globalist mindset, you have to understand from this biblical, serious, spiritual perspective, this Antichrist mindset, it is a messianic complex. And they believe in their own minds that they're the saviors of humanity. And they view you as a weak, pathetic peasant that cannot do anything for themselves. That's why they look down on you. They won't answer questions if you actually go to Switzerland, just like what Rebel News is doing, and question these people. You'll get an answer here and there. But they will not speak to you, not because they're afraid. They will not speak to you, not because they're afraid you're going to take their words out of context. No, they won't speak to you because you are a piece of trash. You are a pathetic peasant that lives directly under their boot. Okay, they view you as a nuisance. They view you as something that needs to be exterminated. These are the same people that are on the same wavelength with Bill Gates that are totally okay with depopulating the earth, whether it's via pushing homosexuality, STDs, and AIDS, or whether it's via pushing the death jabs and depopulating humanity through the mRNA, or whether it's pushing abortion, which is literally dismembering, slaughtering, human sacrifice, infanticide of babies. It doesn't matter. Whichever depopulation agenda you want to go with, these people are totally for it. They support it, and they champion it, and they celebrate it. And that is how they normalize it within cultures, not only in the United States of America, but worldwide. No matter what country you go to, they all sound the same. They may speak a different language, but they all sound the same. They may be speaking a totally different tongue, But the agenda and the spirit is the same, because you really have to tie this all the way back to the origin of what it really is. And the origin is the father of lies. This goes back to the Garden of Eden. This goes to the serpent, the ultimate globalist. That's where the globalism originates. It's the heart of Lucifer itself. It's carried out throughout the scripture. You see this with the Tower of Babel. You see this throughout the entire scriptures, all the way to the end time scenario before the second coming of Jesus Christ and the rise of the Antichrist and the New World Order, the one world militarized system, the one world economic system, the one world satanic religion, the one world establishment. And the front man will be the Antichrist, all empowered by Satan and Lucifer himself. Say, Drew, why are you really bringing it to that level when you're talking about Davos and the World Economic Forum? Because all of these people are pushing. You see, the problem is the devil masquerades as an angel of light. And so Satan will propose and present himself or these demonic legions, especially in a political environment, especially in a government or a cultural environment. The art of deception is presenting you something that is safe, wholesome, acceptable, that's there to protect you. The ultimate deception is convincing the target that you're there to protect them from a threat outside that is trying to destroy them, hurt them, or their family. And this is essentially the direction that the WEF, Davos, Klaus Schwab, guys like Bill Gates, BlackRock, CDC, World Health Organization, Fauci, you name it, right? All of the usual suspects, ADL, you name it. Fill in the blank, okay? Fill in the blank. Doesn't matter. Fill in the blank. They all go with that same tactic. We are here to protect you from misinformation. We're here to protect you from disinformation. We're here to protect you from those scary MAGA Republicans. We're here to protect you from a second administration of Donald Trump, which is going to be accompanied with a dictatorial authoritarian regime. We're here to protect you and prevent. We're the prevention squad. We are the globalist, kumbaya, utopian prevention squad of authoritarianism. So they paint a picture very beautifully, by the way, if you really take a look at it. They paint this picture, and very convincing, of some kind of threat. And this is where, you know, people get into, you know, Project Bluebeam in the future, where they believe that they will stage alien invasions with their advanced aerospace technology that goes beyond what we know to be the laws of physics and gravity. This is when you really start getting into how powerful and capable the deep state and New World Order governments of the world truly are. Well, they will prop up a threat. And as they prop up the threat, they convince the target that a solution is needed to protect themselves. And the solution isn't necessarily to, well, you have the Second Amendment. Go strap up and buy tons of ammunition and let's hold down the fort. It's the Alamo, the United States of America. No. What they do is they strip you of your rights. What they do is they strip you of all of your autonomy. And what they do is they strip you of even education. And what they do is they strip you of every source, outside source, that is not pre-approved and that is not coming down the lane, or is that not coming down from the stream, that has all been vetted, pre-approved, and allowed. This is the flow of information. What I'm explaining to you guys is literally how this information war works. This is done through the media, through education, through every influential institution you could possibly think of, not in America, but worldwide, just across the entire board. Health, science, the music industry, Hollywood, you name it, predictive programming. Okay, even back in the day, it was just like newspaper when people were really reading newspapers and that was their source of news. As the technology advances, these deep state actors and antichrist proxies, they will harness and weaponize to propagate to mankind their pre-approved satanic message of global unification and utopia. See, the problem is that they prop themselves up. They are the abuser and they are also the protector, and they prop themselves up in the media and in the culture as such through a humanitarian effort. And see, this is what the World Economic Forum and these globalist powers are really good at. They're really good at. Because anyone could take a look at a Lil Nas X and he's blaspheming Christ. He's simulating getting sodomized by Satan, and he's writing down a homosexual stripple pole down to hell. And he's, you know, having a one-on-one game with Lucifer and heaven in his new music video, and he's blaspheming the table of communion and his promotions for his music video, all kinds of satanic imagery. See, that's obvious. That's obvious, and that's obvious to pick up on. And people can see that and line that up with what the Bible has to say, and that's not that advanced. That's just that kid Lil Nas X is just some homosexual Hollywood music industry plant prostitute, literally getting pimped out by Satan. It's interesting, but the way the World Economic Forum goes about this, and the way that these globalist entities go about this, and they've been doing it really good for the past few decades, is that they prop themselves up as this humanitarian machine that wants to bring humanity together. And it's a message of unity that sounds convincing and it sounds safe. But they prop up their message of unity and they prop up the problems. This is why they have their yearly gatherings. They prop up the problems. They prop up the threats. They prop up the imminent threats to civilization and humanity, climate change, or whether it be MAGA Republicans or disinformation, misinformation, or some kind of looming health threat that's going to come by the year 2035. This is why they do this. And while at the same time, they have all of their proxies throughout world governments that have already stripped freedoms from free mankind. So when they hit that button and it's time to punch in whatever that operation is, you don't even have the freedoms to defend yourself. We'll be right back.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past few years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
Radio. Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read one. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered from a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious he almost died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives that were more affordable, he tried Extendivite. Since taking it, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite. 7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at PestWorld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
To understand InfoWarriors, and by the way, since Alex Jones, InfoWars has returned back to X, and the shows are live streaming on a daily basis. And if you're watching on X, make sure to share the rebroadcast right now. We appreciate you. A lot of new people are flooding in, and it's good. And this is why they didn't want Alex on. Twitter 1.0 and the old regime and the old guard, because there's a lot of people that are getting exposed to this information, and we're fully aware of that. And we're fully aware of people that are maybe tuning in for the very first time, and they're like, let me see what's going on with this guy Alex Jones or InfoWars or anybody else that might pop up on the show. And so breaking down this information for people that may be curious or people that have heard of the World Economic Forum and people that have heard of Klaus Schwab and are starting to view them in negative light. You got to come with the receipts and the facts, and you got to come with just exactly why these people should not be trusted. Because we're not like the left where we just slander individuals and we sit there and we say, well, they're bad, don't listen to them. No, that's commie, that's cult. And we're not a cult. We deal with truth, the way, the truth, and the life, Jesus Christ. And so when you're dealing with an entity like the World Economic Forum and all of these globalist organizations that have been getting exposed for decades, they're really not that hard to expose. I think that's the point. I think that's really the point. And when people, they get red-pilled, they get seriously red-pilled when they discover, wow, a lot of these decisions being made around the globe in terms of health, in terms of the media, in terms of the world of politics and government. Not only just the United States of America, but these people influence policy. You got to understand that. And that's the big issue. The big issue is that you have these conferences with these billionaires and these multimillionaires and these lobbyists and these very wealthy individuals that do not believe in sovereignty of nations, that do not believe in sovereignty of states. And these people believe in a global identity. These people believe in a cashless society. These people believe in a centralized hub for all of humanity to be identified in. They believe in the hive mind because they believe that that's going to bring us unified. And the mind of a globalist may or may not believe that what they're believing in is the right thing to believe in. A lot of these globalists have serious satanic intentions. Some of them may just believe that, well, what's so wrong with being unified? Well, I'll tell you what's the problem with that. Because their definition of unification is ultimate tyranny. Bow down to the surveillance state. Sacrifice, especially if you're an American, throw away your constitutional rights. Throw away your God-given inalienable rights, because that's what separates you from their global unification. They don't want governors of states. They don't want, especially particularly the United States of America, they don't want the states of the union to have any form of autonomy, even outside of the federal government. They don't even want a federal government. They want an overarching, okay, technocracy mixed with technology, a globalist scientific slash health. And when I say health, they just guise themselves like a Fauci. They throw a disguise. Okay, it's this satanic scientific slash medical health industry technocracy globalist overarching world government surveillance state that they want to impose on humanity. And that's what they've been going with the past couple decades. And they fully, in my opinion, launched that in 2020. I mean, really look around you. They locked down the entire world in 2020. Dude, they literally told you that you needed to mask. At first, Fauci told you don't need to mask up. That's absurd. Well, actually, you do need to mask up. Well, actually, you need to wear two. Actually, you need to wear three. And by the way, when the vaccines come, you need that too. Oh, and by the way, the vaccine isn't enough. You're going to need like six boosters after that. And here we are, fast forward to 2024, Bill Gates straight up telling people that those vaccines are not sufficient. We need a new technology that'll make the vaccines last longer. So we're doing away with the actual syringes, and we're going to go with the patches with the microneedles. See, this is what people are waking up to, man. And people have to wake up that all of this, these are not well-intended people that are trying to give you medical advice, or these are not well-intended people behind Meta that are the fact checkers that are trying to protect you from lies and misinformation and disinformation. These are not well-intentioned people within the intelligence agencies, the FBI, which has now come out, that apparently that the feds are surveilling and monitoring anyone that makes a financial transaction with the word Trump or MAGA in it. These are not well-intentioned people. These are not people that are believing the wrong thing. These are not people that are sitting there saying to themselves, well, we believe that this is actually a threat, so we're doing everything possible. It's not like we're living in World War II and these people view Adolf Hitler as a threat and the Allies want to get together and take down that threat because it's a global threat. These people are viewing you. They're viewing you as an identified threat because you are. They view you as an identified threat because you are a threat. And see, this is where the psychological operation really warps people's minds, because when you and I hear that, what, MAGA Republicans, domestic terrorists, MAGA Republicans, a threat to democracy, we're calling for voter ID, and all of these globalist and deep state entities, they all come down on us and call us racists and bigots and white supremacists, even if you're brown like me, or if you're black, doesn't matter. You see, that's the psychological operation. You do pose a threat to the New World Order. You do pose a threat to the surveillance state. You do pose a threat to the World Economic Forum because you're educated. You're articulate. You know exactly what's going on. You know the laws of the land. You understand your civil rights as an American. Okay? You understand what's going on. You see these people's plans for what they truly are, and they are originated in tyranny. So, yes, of course you're going to be called a domestic terrorist. Of course you're going to be called a threat to their democracy. And what that means is you're a threat to our regime because you will speak out. That's why InfoWars and anyone that's speaking the truth is always going to be a threat. Because if we have a platform and if we have mouths and we have life in our bodies and if we have air in our lungs and we have the truth in our hearts, that is the greatest threat to this New World Order regime, because the truth shall set you free. And the problem that they have, and the biggest thing that these entities fear, are millions of people receiving the truth, accepting the truth, waking up as a result, and clearly being breached and pulled out of the matrix to identify who truly are the enemies to humanity. And they truly are the minority in this scenario. They truly are the minority in this scenario, and the majority of Americans. This is why they want to depopulate the earth. Does it start to make sense now? Because they don't want this populace truly waking up to the reality that there are these minority, these very specific families, organizations, it's like a handful of them on two hands, that control the entire world. They control the world wars. They control everything and all the destinations. This is why they want to be masters of the future and masters of humanity. When billions of people start waking up to that, that's the information war, my friend. Like that's what they fear. That puts a fear in their hearts when billions of people, especially when they wake up to the reality of the gospel and Jesus Christ and they become born again, now they have a problem, and they have a huge problem on their hands. Not for the purposes of violence, but for the purposes of people just not listening to their garbage anymore. That's why their theme this year in Davos 2024 is what? Regaining your trust. Don't fall for this crap.
January 2024 is here, and that means up to 60% off at InfoWarsStore.com, free shipping, and double Patriot points. This is one of the biggest deals of the year, and it supports the InfoWar. And we're selling out a lot of these products. It'll be months and months till more are back in stock, whether it's books, films, t-shirts, you name it. You need to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and take advantage of this 2024 New Year's sale, double Patriot points, free shipping, and so much more. Get a copy of my book, Signed or Unsigned, The Great Awakening, The Plan to Defeat the Globalists, and Launch the Next Great Renaissance. And again, thank you so much for your amazing support in 2023. But 2024, as everybody knows, is the big year. So please support us and get great products at InfoWarsStore.com. And tell everybody you know, and those you don't know, tune into the live show at InfoWars.com/show. God bless, and we're going into 2024 together.
These are the sounds of someone taking their eyes off the road. Texting while driving is more than distracting. It's dangerous. Do yourself a favor. Do us all a favor. When you're on the road, stay off the phone. A message from CTIA.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
InfoWarsStore.com. Make sure to support the broadcast today. InfoWarsStore.com. Supercharge your body's defenses. 40% off DNA Force Plus, 40% off the Real Red Pill Plus, and multiple sales going on right now. So go to InfoWarsStore.com to support the InfoWar and keep InfoWars alive, well-funded, into the future. We're in your hands, and we thank every single one of you for your continued support and your support throughout the years. That's InfoWarsStore.com. Keep this machine going, especially as we go beyond 2024, where I'm just going to be honest with you guys. I think the real power struggle, if Trump gets in by some miracle this year, if Trump gets in and gets another 4 years, I think we saw a little bit of a preview. I think we saw a little bit of a preview of what this power vacuum is going to look like.
with Trump no longer in the world of politics in a position of running for elected office. I think we saw a little bit of that power struggle with DeSantis turning his back on Trump and getting obliterated, and Vivek trying to tell MAGA that we need him to save Trump, whatever the hell that was. Especially Nikki Haley now being revealed for the deep state establishment shill, being backed by Democrat billionaires. We saw a little bit of that that power vacuum. And obviously, I think we all knew that was going to get wrapped up quickly. These Republican primaries are such an absolute waste of time. I mean, look at Nikki Haley. She's getting protected by CNN, MSNBC. You literally have Joy Reid up there defending Nikki Haley, saying that she lost the Iowa caucus because of white evangelical Christians. Yeah, give me a break. Isn't it crazy how Joy Reid says that? This, like, woke black supremacist. She literally has a blonde wig on just crapping on white people. Like, what the hell's the matter with you? It's like total mental retardation. Absolutely. But that's why people like Joy Reid are propped up on MSNBC to attack white people. Attack white people. Attack white people with a blonde wig on. Attack white people with a blonde wig on. Unreal. Anyways. But like I said, I think the real power vacuum is going to come in 2028. Things are going to get wild. So all that to say, support InfoWarsStore.com. Make sure that you guys are getting into the fight at some capacity by supporting the tip of the spear. Continuing on with Davos, let me show you guys some examples of what's been going on these past few days. And the European Commission president claims disinformation, the world's gravest threat of 2024. She made herself very clear in her speech for the global business community. The top concern for the next 2 years is not conflict or climate, she said in her Davos speech. It is disinformation and misinformation, followed closely by polarization within our societies. She said many of the solutions lie not only in countries working together, but crucially on businesses and governments, businesses and democracies working together. And she said, while many governments hold many of the levers to deal with the great challenges of our time, businesses have the innovation, the technology, the talents to deliver the solutions we need to fight threats like climate change or industrial scale disinformation. And she said, there will always be those who try to exploit our openness, both from inside and out. There will always be attempts to put us off track, for example, with disinformation and misinformation. She also said in this statement that these globalists will play a role in instructing governments of the world just exactly how they need to combat misinformation and disinformation. And see, this is where people start to take an issue with these entities like the World Economic Forum, because they literally get to dictate, okay, they get to define just exactly what disinformation and misinformation means. So this is why I'm sounding the alarm, especially here on InfoWars.com, and maybe those that are maybe finding Alex on X and they've never really listened to Alex before, and they've been listening to Alex ever since he's come back on X, and they're like, whoa, man, like, there might be something to this. Do not fall for their fake fraudulent attempts at regaining your trust. Okay? They're not attempting to regain your trust by curing their ways and righting their wrongs of the past, because they're not openly saying anything like that. What they're attempting to do is fine-tune their message of propaganda. What they're attempting to do is take it to the next level. What they're attempting to do is clearly take their psychological manipulations through all of their proxies and their speakers on their panels throughout Davos 2024 to make it sound more appealing, more humanitarian, and more welcoming. This is the art of deception. This is the devil masquerading as an angel of light. Further diving deeper into levels of deception that are higher in advancement and that are more convincible by appearing to be something safe and appearing to be something that you could trust your own child with, appearing to be something that has your best intentions in mind. Like those famous words that were said, you need to run away, and I'm paraphrasing, when you hear the words, I am the government and I am here to help you. People need to really understand what that means. And it's not just government anymore. I am the World Economic Forum, and I am here to help you. I am Klaus Schwab, and I am here to help you. Okay? Like, I am Bill Gates, and I am here to help you. It's like,
You name it. Fill in the blank, dude. All right? I'm the CDC, and I am here to help you. I am the World Health Organization, and I am here to help you. No, they are not here to help you. They are here to exploit you, manipulate you, and monetize you, and depopulate you. That's what they're here for. Okay? Those levels of monetization will come with... They're already doing it with mass sterilization. They're already doing it. They're already doing it with mass sterilization. They've convinced Gen Z, a majority of Gen Z, not all of Gen Z, that hacking their genitals is fine. If you're a little boy and you feel like you're a girl, well, just chop your penis off and you'll feel fine. And vice versa for a female. Sterilization, depopulation. It convinced millennials that homosexuality is totally fun and great. But they refuse to actually acknowledge that the spread of STDs and AIDS and HIV is going to shorten your lifespan, and they don't have the ability to repopulate. That's just a fact. And then they've also gone with other generations to convince them that you don't need to be involved with technology. Just let the kids do it for you. You don't need to learn how to use any piece of technology to learn so you can survive into the future. Just get a young kid to come in and do it for you. You do understand that the World Economic Forum even preys on that with some older generations? Yes, when they talk about technology, Klaus Schwab has talked about this many times. They believe if they're going to be masters of the future, they need to be masters of technology. They've talked about this many times in their panels, that they will be the ones to facilitate older generations to assist them to learn how to use the technologies of the future so they could be the ones to transition them and teach them and disciple them how to take those next generations, Gen X or boomers, into the future to teach them how these technologies are meant to be used. No, how about you think for yourself? How about you learn for yourself? Why the hell do you need Klaus Schwab and the World Economic Forum and all these globalist entities to teach you how to use an iPhone or to teach you how to use a piece of technology? Never, never intellectually end up in a place where you are no longer learning or thinking for yourself. I don't care how old you are. I don't care how young you are. All of these people do is pontificate on how to control the entire world, and they declare it. They declare it. The World Economic Forum president right there you see on your screen, Davos 2024, never fails, guys. Every single year, one of them will declare a new world order. And he said, we are on the way to a new order. And he was actually asking a question to the panelist. He asked them, how do we, and I'm paraphrasing, how do we transition? If we're going to transition out of the world order from World War II, how do we transition safely into the new world order, into the future? And see, this is what people need to see, and this is what people need to experience. I challenge every single one of you, and I challenge people every single year. Since I've been on the air and I've had a platform and I've been blessed by God to be able to communicate to thousands of people every single day, which I'm thankful for, I challenge any single one of you, listen to Davos every single year. Listen to all their panels. Listen to all of their speakers. Listen to everything they have to say in context. Listen to their own words. Don't listen to me. Don't listen to Alex Jones or Owen Schroyer or Harrison Smith. You don't have to listen to any one of us. Go listen to these people for yourself, and you'll hear how psychotic they truly are with their globalist plans.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
Marcus, what happened?
I was changing my oil and I spilled some on the floor.
Oh, well, use these $50 bills to wipe it up.
Perfect. Got any more?
Yeah, take a couple hundred.
Stop. Instead of using money, use an old rag. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
My doctor told me my blood pressure is borderline. I figured I could worry about it or do something about it. So I took control with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula. It works safely and naturally to help maintain healthy blood pressure with a custom blend of garlic, vitamins, and minerals. And it's odor-free. I'm taking charge with Garlique Healthy Blood Pressure Formula.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. The term natural reference is only the garlic in the product. Use as directed.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Warriors, if you're just tuning in, I'm your guest host, Drew Hernandez. You are now watching the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. I want to invite you guys to follow me on X at Drew H Live. Also follow me. I host my own show, Drew Hernandez Live, Monday through Friday at 8 p.m. Pacific, 11 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Just go to rumble.com/Drew Hernandez or just search Drew Hernandez. I'm the only verified one on Rumble. So please make sure to go subscribe over there and follow me over there, and I'll see you guys tonight. So on with exposing the New World Order, Davos, and the globalist Luciferian agenda. Here's another example. They coined a new term, by the way, in 2024, ecocide. So this falls in line with the climate change death cult agenda, because everything about the climate change, they're false prophets. They try to prophesy the end of the world every 12 years, it seems, that they have an entire lifestyle. You can't drive a certain car. You can't have a certain toaster. You can't have a certain refrigerator. You can't have a certain air conditioner unit. Everything has to be green and eco-friendly. Absolutely everything. Even what you eat. Even your food, okay? They're going to ban everything at some point because everything creates too high of a carbon footprint, so we have to be zero emissions. Here's an example of that. This is Infowars.com, obviously. The most ridiculous 75 seconds of BS from Davos yet on ecocide. So what's interesting about this is a new coin has been termed, a new term has been coined, excuse me, from Jojo Meta,
founder of Stop Ecocide Now, explains in her upper-class English accent to her ultra-rich peers in Davos that, quote, "We have this cultural, very ingrained habit of not taking damage to nature as seriously as we take damage to people or property. Definitely a tree hugger. This woman probably has sex with trees, not going to lie. With human rights, mass murder, and genocide are serious crimes, but there is no equivalent in the environmental space." Let me repeat that. She said, quote, "With human rights, mass murder and genocide are serious crimes, but there is no equivalent in the environmental space." She went on to say, "Unlike an international crime like genocide that involves a specific intent, with ecocide that we see is that people are trying to do this. What people are trying to do is make money, farm and fish. And what's missing is an awareness of the side effects and collateral damage that happens," end quote. These are their own words, ladies and gentlemen, okay? So now these proxies and talking heads at the World Economic Forum are now attempting to coin the new term. And this is what they do, just like the CIA coins conspiracy theory and pushes that on all the targets to shame and chastise and humiliate them and discredit them. They do the same thing with their psychological operations. And now they've coined the term ecocide. And this psycho on the World Economic Forum stage is attempting, now think with her here, okay? Like really think how insane these people are, attempting to equate and make equivalent homicide and genocide to whatever she declares is a crime against the environment. So whatever, like I said, they're very vague about their ideas and they're very vague about their operations. They don't detail them in a full scale, like vivid 4K, 8K, just you see every single detail. They're very vague about their operations. They're very vague about their agendas. And this is just another one. Like I said, they get to determine down in the future. And these people, they influence legislation, not just in America, but worldwide. That's why all these globalist politicians will show up to this so they can carry their ideas, okay, and spread them across the globe and influence legislation in their own local or federal governments, whatever you name it. And so now ecocide has now become a thing. And I think this is not a surprise to anybody, where in the New World Order and the climate change death cult, you commit crimes against the environment, you have too high of a carbon footprint, and ultimately, you will always have some kind of a carbon footprint because you are carbon-based. So at some point, you will be neutralized. And it's like what John Kerry said as well. John Kerry made it very clear that, oh, we'll reach zero emissions. And no politician, no elected official is going to help you, is going to get us to those zero emissions. That's going to happen. The marketplace is going to do that. And they use these terms like marketplace, and they use these terms like investors and shareholders when they're talking about, they're globalists, and they're talking about the members of the World Economic Forum and those that believe in the World Economic Forum's climate change, Green New Deal agenda. They call themselves shareholders, and they call themselves the marketplace. It's very globalist and cultish. But John Kerry made that very clear as well. He declared that no democratically elected politician can stop the climate change agenda or enforce it or bring them down to zero emissions. So put those two together. You have one globalist, satanic, climate change, death cult advocate saying, well, we need to enforce ecocide. And if anyone commits a crime against the environment, well, that's just as bad as committing genocide or homicide. Or you're just as bad as a serial killer. So what does that mean? I just have too high of a carbon footprint? I don't want to get a retarded EV? I don't want a smart house that's climate or economically friendly. I don't want a home that's attached to the grid. I really don't like that stuff. I don't like any of that stuff because the government could have full access. Your home is connected directly. Your AC unit is connected directly to the internet, your toaster, your refrigerator, everything. That's why they're pushing for full smart house technology. So it's on an internet grid. So when the government decides to flip that switch, they'll control your entire existence, including your bank account. That's why they're rolling out the CBDCs, because they absolutely need that overarching. Again, how did I start the broadcast? They have a godlike complex. They want to be all powerful, omnipotent over your entire life, and they'll use technology against you in order to accomplish that. And so ecocide is definitely the future in their agenda. Well, they will enforce their climate change death cult laws on humanity. you violate a tree, you violate the environment, your carbon footprint is not low enough here, you are emitting way too emissions here, well, it looks like that you're not going to be able to live. And John Kerry comes along and says, we'll reach those zero emissions. Trust us, we will. It's impossible. You're never going to get that. You're never going to get that. Mankind will have to absolutely, the globe, planet Earth, will have to be erased entirely. That's the agenda. Depopulate, destroy humanity. Depopulate, destroy humanity. When John Kerry comes out, in my opinion, and says, we'll reach those zero emissions. Oh, we're going to depopulate the Earth. Oh, we will lower those emissions. Why do you think they have assisted suicides and programs in Canada? Why do you think they've been building FEMA camps? Alex Jones has been exposing this for decades. Why do you think they've been building FEMA camps for decades across the United States of America? Oh, well, those FEMA camps are only in case we have some kind of crisis or natural disaster. Exactly, exactly, right. And who's pontificating the next financial crisis due to AI or due to some kind of cybernetic attack? Or who's pontificating or projecting the next pathogen that will be released? And we have another worldwide pandemic where everything has to be locked down. Who are all pontificating the next future crisis to happen within the next two decades? It's this satanic, Luciferian, globalist organization that believes that they are God. Who gets to play God? Who gets to fill the shoes of God and the universe? Who gets that position? None of us. But that's Satan's heart. He wants to be God. He wants to ascend above the heavens, ascend above the throne of God. He wants to act in the position of God. That's what got him thrown out of heaven and cast out. And that's why they all have the same heartbeat. That's why they all have the same veins. That's why they all have the same spirit. The same agenda, same mindset. They're all in unison. They're all in unison worldwide in their conferences and their news conferences and the media and the culture. You name it, no matter where you look, education spaces, all these influential institutions, they all sound the same. They all sound the same. They have the same message. It's robotic. It's NPC, no matter what you want to call it. It is demonic. It is satanic. It is antichrist. That's why they're all on the same wavelength when it comes to these agendas. And the way that it's done, they claim, in your best interest in mind. They claim that they're here to protect you. We're here to save the world. We're here to protect you from disinformation and misinformation. We're here to enforce the law because it's being neglected. And if we enforce laws like ecocide, well, then the population is going to fall in line. And actually, they probably actually believe it'll give them an excuse to commit actual mass genocide. That's where the thing is going to get warped, man. You commit ecocide. Well, that gives us an excuse to genocide humanity because your existence, you're not lowering your carbon footprint. Well, we're going to take you out. Off to the camp you go. Off to the assisted suicide center you go. Off you go. Off you go because we have to save the planet. Totally antichrist. It's satanic. I'll tell you that for damn sure. And you know what the good thing is? People are waking up to it and people are realizing just exactly what this truly is. And it's deceptive. Well, my name is Drew Hernandez. Thank you guys for tuning in to the fourth hour of the Alex Jones Show. Follow me on X at DrewHLive, rumble.com/DrewHernandez. The War Room is up next, so do not go anywhere. Share the broadcast.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.